Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. Federal prosecutors will urge a judge today to keep behind bars a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents, arguing he may still have access to secret national defense information. In court papers, the Justice Department lawyers say that releasing the 21-year-old Jack Teixeira from jail while he awaits trial would be a grave threat to the United States' national security. Two officers who were in command of Jack Teixeira were suspended yesterday. The Pentagon chose not to identify the two suspended commanders. The United States and South Korea are strengthening nuclear deterrence due to concerns over North Korea.
President Biden spoke from the White House alongside the South Korean president.
Our mutual defense treaty is ironclad, and that includes our commitment to extend the deterrence. That includes the nuclear deterrence.
The new agreement, called the Washington Declaration, will give South Korea more say in strategy involving nuclear weapons and in any conflict with North Korea. South Korea has agreed to not pursue its own nuclear program as part of the deal. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Texas House has approved legislation that calls for significant investments to increase school safety across the state. House Bill 3, which was authored by Republican Representative Dustin Burroughs, cleared the House with a vote of 119 to 25. The bill was amended to increase funding to schools for security purposes. The cost of the bill was ultimately raised from $300 million to roughly $1.6 billion. In Washington, the House voted to pass House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's legislation to raise the debt ceiling through 2024 and cut some government spending. The bill now heads to the Senate in time to keep the United States from defaulting on her debt. The White House opposes the bill as President Biden continues to negotiate from a lectern and not directly with the House Speaker. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A popular rapper has been exposed in court for being a foreign agent for China.
Fuji's rapper Pross is now convicted on felony counts for acting as an unregistered foreign agent of China, conspiracy to make illegal campaign contributions, and witness tampering. He was accused of funneling money for a now fugitive Malaysian financier through false campaign donations to President Obama, while also attempting to influence an extradition case for China during the Trump administration. His lawyer says an appeal will be filed. He faces up to 20 years in prison. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Chief Justice John Roberts respectfully declined an invitation from Senator Richard Durbin, the Democrat from Illinois, to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee at a hearing next week. Durbin had asked Roberts to testify about Supreme Court ethics rules and potential reform. Negotiators in the Rutgers faculty labor dispute are hopeful for a deal this week.
Union leaders for the 9,000 faculty members on Rutgers University's three campuses say a new contract deal is possible by tomorrow. With final exams beginning next week, faculty representatives have hinted they might take a no-confidence vote against Rutgers President Jonathan Holloway to increase pressure on school leadership. Faculty and staff at Rutgers have been working without a contract for most of the past year. I'm Skip Kelly.
XFL football playoffs this weekend, Arlington at Houston and Seattle at Washington, D.C. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. John Whitehead is with us. He is the author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Working hard, trying to keep freedom alive in this country, which is going to be very, very difficult as I see it now. You know, the government and our society as a whole seems to be wanting to do away with free speech, and I'm just telling people and screaming this from the rooftop, you do that, you're going to do away with America.
Can this ultimately play itself out? There's no question that it has moved quite rapidly. I would say, you know, more specifically in the last 5 years, and COVID helped to exacerbate this targeting of free speech. But ultimately, Can it last and render us, you know, absolutely inert? You know, will there be an awakening at some point where people just finally say, hey, the heck with this? I mean, because you're starting to see people respond, whether it's, response to Hershey chocolate bars or now Bud Light. There's, a counter alternative and things like this. And I think that middle America that has kind of just tolerated this has had it with their tolerance, and Rasmussen reports starting to indicate this as well. So I guess we've been in enough of the fire and destruction here, John, that people are just saying enough of this idiocy.
Yeah, I hope so. Hitler coined the phrase of sleepwalking people is what a ruler needs. Mm-hmm. But as I looked at the younger generations, and that's where we're going to have to focus, folks, I've seen lines of children going into events, and 15, 20, I'll take a photo of some journalists, and all of them have their heads down looking at phones.
Yes.
The phones are controlled by the government, basically. I mean, we've been warned now. Some new journalists have actually come out and said that. Be very careful. It's run by NSA, FBI, groups like that who want to control the masses, which are us. They don't see us as anything. They don't see us as really people. They want our money. They want to control us. And they've been doing a darn good job of it. Mm-hmm. But if you get fixated on the mass media and stuff like that, you're going to be walking around and you're basically going to be an idiot. And you're going to wound up screwing your young people over. Mm-hmm. And we've got to, if you love your children, for example, or your grandchildren, get them and start teaching them that there is a chance to be free in this country, but you have to be a free thinker. And how are you a free thinker? Well, you got to think about rights. You got to learn your history. In public schools today, they're indoctrinating kids. They will not teach them the Declaration of Independence. The Bill of Rights are not taught well in most schools today. Kids don't know their rights. I have people who come to me now. We have our brochure. We hand out to people that where you can teach kids in the home. They're saying, hey, it works.
My kids, imagine that.
They have a right to free speech. They have a right to protest, you know, and stuff like that. Those are all our rights. They're guaranteed in the First Amendment. But they will not stay guaranteed if we give them up voluntarily. And, you know, I'm just seeing more and more people who are just kind of, well, you know, I'm going to move forward in my life and eat my my burger and watch the TV. But the average American watches television 150 hours a month. That is a sleepwalking mass. That's what Hitler said.
Exactly.
And they control us through all this media around us. Like, we can't even go in a restaurant anymore. The restaurants are lined with screens with basically, again, information being fed in your brain. They want you to buy their products and stuff like that. Now, as we see with the Fox News dilemma and all the things that are happening, those are warnings.
They really are.
Do you trust the mass media, the people who are running the show behind the scenes? If you are, you're very foolish.
Exactly. Well, look what happened. Case in point here. How can you get 80 million people to vote for someone who is the absolute opposite of a winning formula? You got Donald Trump, and he's done all these great things, you know, for the country. Abraham Accords, the border wall is being secured. You got deregulation for every, remember, for every new regulation, you had to kill at least two. And I think it got up to where we were killing, you know, four to five regulations. But the initial goal was, hey, you want a new regulation, we got to kill two of them. Energy independence. We had the appointment of Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Barrett to the Supreme Court. You've got Keystone XL pipeline. I mean, you can just go on and on to all these great things that were executed during the Trump administration with all the resistance, everything, you know, two impeachment trials, all the junk that they put the president of the United States through, and all these great things. And the people were conditioned and propagandized to such a point to say, all that good stuff that Donald Trump did, you know, keeping us out of war, you know, having a little rocket man under control, that's nothing. We need to have Joe Biden. And Joe Biden, in a matter of days, reversed anything that Donald Trump's fingerprint was on. Almost about 95% has been expunged. New management has come in and has devastated our country and devastated our population with the economy, energy, now dependence, our poor standing on the international stage. This is all the result of propaganda. And what you said, John, you know, they have controlled, you know, free speech is out the door. You can't. There is a party line that you must follow. This is a one-party state, one-party government that has taken control, brought to you by the FBI, the CIA, all the institutions that we pay for and thought we could trust, including the mainstream media that have abandoned, you know, the First Amendment right and their duty in the First Amendment right to hold the government accountable. They have now joined forces with the government and have added to this this tsunami of propaganda that is convincing people, especially young people, that right is wrong and that evil is good.
Exactly. And if you speak out, we have this little case that we're defending with this street preacher, Rick Pankowski of Oklahoma, where he quoted Bible verses on social media opposing an LGBT event. And he was basically, they felt terrorized by the Bible quotes. And so a judge issued a 5-year restraining order. He can be actually put in jail, fined, if he quotes the Bible on social media. Now, wait a second here. What would happen to Jesus today is the question.
Oh, of course.
You know? And that's the thing I keep looking at. You know, Jesus was a rebel. He spoke forth and stuff like that. The more you speak forth, the more you're going to get crashed in your head. And now you have the Biden administration They want to eradicate what they call disinformation. And they say included in disinformation are conspiracy theories and other myths and malinformation. And people who do that are labeled terrorists.
Right.
Wait a second here. Because you speak of opinion, you can be a terrorist.
Right. And how many of those conspiracies, John, how many of those conspiracies, especially during the era of COVID, are now proven to be right? Exactly.
Conspiracy theories, but the government doesn't want to hear.
Right. Well, look, at it's all about control, as you said, John, rightfully so. John Whitehead is with us. We've got to go to quick break. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. In Kosovo and the surrounding regions, many are still working to recover after their lives and livelihoods were impacted by COVID-19. Unfortunately, this means that Christians who are looking to spread the gospel have had a hard time trying to get out and share the good news. Despite the potential hardships that people in the region might be dealing with, the urgency to spread the gospel is still there. One of the Tide Ministry partners on the ground has been fighting against a troubled economy and spiritual decay, yet still managed to raise the funds for a new church building, an answer to a 15-year-old prayer. We are keeping our partners like this in our prayers and redoubling our resolve to continue spreading the gospel. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Thank you.
19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. He is John Whitehead. I always want to say John Rutherford. And he says this happens all the time. He understands. He puts up with this.
A lot worse.
I know, exactly. Yeah. Well, he's identified, of course, with the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, an excellent book. And my wife cannot put it down. I mean, she keeps going, oh, my gosh, he's so right about this, you know. And you had given her a copy when we were visiting you and Nisha. And I said, yeah, this is it. John's been sounding the alarm for years because he's been there and he has seen. Now, John, you've seen this firsthand, how the encroachment, the abandonment of our Constitution, and clearly, and, you know, what people need to understand. And it's hard because when you call out one party, I mean, the fact of the matter is we've become a one-party state, a one-party country.
Yeah.
And they've controlled everything. And it is the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is the one that is killing women. You know, they don't want anything to do with women anymore, which was surprising because not that long ago, a couple of years ago, was, you know, hashtag Me Too and, you know, Title IX and all. Well, that's out the door. And then, you know, look what they're doing with our kids. They want to, you know, embrace what the UN is promoting now, and that is it's okay to have sex with minors.
Yeah.
I mean, this is picking nuts what's going on. And the Democratic Party is embracing all this. They are the ones that are embracing open borders. They're the ones that are embracing human trafficking. I mean, and they, well, no, we're not. Forget about what Mayorkas says. Look at what they're doing. Right, John?
Yeah,
exactly.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And the so-called mainstream media that covers none of it. You don't ever hear hardly anything on it. They just dodge it. But you're right. Well, one big thing, and some of great historians warned about losing the Judeo-Christian base, which was the base of our freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
The people who founded this country founded on the basis that they had natural rights. They came from God. They didn't come from the government. Here's the other thing, though. I keep telling people this and trying to get them to listen. We, the people, are the government. Those people in D.C. or our local so-called governments are our agents. We are the government, and we are allowing them to do things that the Bill of Rights says they cannot do. And so it's time to get, again, knowledge of what your rights are. And, you know, I think Ben Franklin said it best, and it's a mind-blowing quote. If you've never heard this, I would remember this quote. He said, democracy is two wolves and a lamb voting on what have to lunch. Liberty is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote.
Yeah.
In other words, kick butt, folks. It's time to get out there and kick butt on these governments, our local governments. You can take them over. The 10th Amendment, most people don't read the Bill of Rights. It's only 462 words, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
The 10th Amendment says that local governments can nullify acts of the federal government. What's that mean? Well, you can kick the federal government out of your area? Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people who have been fed up with federal agents coming in now. There's 200,000 federal agents armed in America with hollow point bullets and all this armored gear roaming around the country. Do not let these people into your local communities. They're shooting people. I mean, they have grenade launchers. I mean, and there are some local communities recently who have kicked them out. Then there are these local sheriffs now, which is a good move. A lot of them are saying, we're not going to enforce this stuff from the federal government. They violate the Constitution. There's the key.
Exactly.
They violate the Constitution. But how do you know if it's violated if you don't know what the Constitution says?
Exactly. Yeah,
study
see,
the Constitution. Go to our website. We'll give you a Bill of Rights pamphlet. Teach your kids at home the Bill of Rights. They have the right to rebel. Yes, they do. Peacefully. And do a lot of things to change the country. The people who founded this country knew that. If it wasn't for their viewpoint, which is the Judeo-Christian viewpoint, we wouldn't have liberty today.
Well, when you look back historically, look at the children of Israel. When they turned their back on God, what happened? God wouldn't go out with their armies. They weren't as prosperous as they were. It's interesting because similar things that have happened to Israel, that's very well documented in the Old Testament, and anecdotally, you see are happening here in the United States.
Exactly. It's happening right now. That's the
exactly
point.
Right.
And it's scary. And, you know, remember what Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death.
Right.
And that's the kind of mentality we need in our America. Teach your young people to, you know, learn their rights and become people who are committed to freedom, not staring at their cell phones and Instagram and being mesmerized by somebody doing a silly dance. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous, folks. We're starting to look like idiots. I mean, when people like some of the big names, they're referring to the American people as the herd.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a reason.
Right.
We're like cattle to them.
I'm not going to be butchered,
so you can back off of me.
Well, John, look at what the these migrants who are coming into the country, what they're saying. They're going, oh, my God, we left this. We left this behind in Venezuela. We left this behind in Cuba. We come to America. We think it's that light on a shining hill that you've got high standards of morality. And, oh, my, you guys, this is what happened to us. This is a slow churn and burn on your rights and on your liberties. And we see it quite clearly. They've gone through this movie themselves before, and they're in its deja vu one more time. But here in the America.
Oh yeah, it's coming to pass. It's judgment, whatever you want to call it. And there'll be, like I said, some historians who warned and said, "Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen." Well, we've let it happen. I mean, when you have schools where you can't say the word God, or they don't celebrate Christmas anymore, they've thrown everything out. And I mean, there's no care for people anymore. We need empathy. We need to care for one another. I keep saying, well, I call a rebel someone who is committed to self-sacrifice. They want to help their communities. They want to see freedom live on and become strong. They want to see their children free thinkers. And that's what we need, is free thinkers.
Well, John, the other thing not to underestimate here is an outside powerful force. In my opinion, and in my religious upbringing and spiritual beliefs, I see that the demonic has been unleashed, particularly on America. It's happening around the world.
I agree with that, yes. Yeah.
And the supernatural force, I mean, this is not anything to consider casually. That we need to see that, wait a minute, this is a spiritual force. This is why we need to call on God Almighty. And there's a prescription in the Bible that says, if my people who are called by my name, okay, that's not the entire world, because not everybody is called by God's name. But those people of faith, you know, this is the clarion call to them, you know, for us to get our acts together, to humble ourselves, you know, to repent, to ask for forgiveness. And God promises.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
George Orwell in 1984 said it great. He said, the fear of love. The government fears love because it creates a world they cannot control. And I'm saying now, the gates of hell open the moment we stop loving one another. Mm-hmm. And that's the key. Let's quit fighting with one another, or our neighbors or whatever. Get together in groups and let's get this government straightened out. If not, forget about it, folks. Your kids are going to grow up, and some of them might end up in concentration camps.
Yeah. And John, help them understand that love isn't just, you got to know what to love. You cannot love evil. Evil is evil, but you've got to know the difference. Just like you've got to know your Constitution. If you don't know the legitimate, you are going to be bamboozled by the fake and illegitimate, right?
Exactly, and that's what we're getting out of government on the phones people are staring at continually now. They're being controlled, and they're taking away everything this country was founded on, and. Like I say, it's going to fall. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, people like China, countries like that, are waiting for it. And when China has a police station in New York City, folks, things are weird.
They had six. I think it's at least six, and there could be more than that. But at least six police stations,
Exactly. And like 40 of them around the world. So they're starting to control the world, and they put people in concentration camps merely for speaking out against the government.
Yeah, and look what they've done to the Uyghurs. I mean, and that's not enough. They're in concentration camps. It's like, okay, we need to harvest your organs, and that's okay.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, because it doesn't matter. And this is the kind of stuff that the United Nations is all falling suit along, and then we want to yield to the United Nations to let them control our sovereignty and our situation. If there's ever another pandemic, they are going to be the leaders of the medical process. This is scary, John.
Patrick Henry said it best. Give me liberty or give me death.
Your website, real quick, 10 seconds.
Rutherford.org, O-R-G. Go there and get information, folks.
John Whitehead. Thank you, John.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Scott for Scots here. Do you hear that? Bring the mic in close. That's not how the grass should sound. There's weeds everywhere on this lawn. It's time to take action with Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action. It gets three jobs done at once. Kills weeds, prevents crabgrass, and feeds your lawn so it keeps growing strong. Ah, much better.
Get a bag of Scott's Triple Action today. It's guaranteed, or your money back.
Feed your lawn. Feed it.
USA News Update. Federal prosecutors will urge a judge today to keep behind bars a Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents, arguing he may still have access to secret national defense information. In court papers, the Justice Department lawyers say that releasing the 21-year-old Jack Teixeira from jail while he awaits trial would be a grave threat to the United States' national security. Two officers who were in command of Jack Teixeira were suspended yesterday. The Pentagon chose not to identify the two suspended commanders. In Washington, the House voted to pass House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's legislation to raise the debt ceiling through 2024 and cut some government spending. The bill now heads to the Senate in time to keep the United States from defaulting on her debt. The White House opposes the bill as President Biden continues to negotiate from a lectern and not directly with the House Speaker. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. He is DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, how are we doing, buddy?
Bill, not too bad. Fighting a sore throat. So that, yeah. I sound a little bit like a chain smoker, but...
but he's not.
Sounding, not being.
He's okay. It's just a minor inconvenience here, but yes, we shall get through it.
Yes,
but
shall
look
pass.
At yes, it shall pass like the Biden administration, and we just can't wait for it to pass with rapidity. That's for sure. Hey, you know, one of the recent columns you wrote, speaking of which, was kind of the Ben Franklin close. Here's what, on one side, here's what Joe Biden has done. On the other side, here's what Donald J. Trump has done. There is a comparison, but I mean, what do you want? You know, what it's a clear choice.
I agree with you. I did a piece, which is online at, Newsmax, Daily Caller, Daily Signal. I'll have it, basically Trump's triumphs from A to Z. And I just kind of alphabetically go through 26 things that Donald J. Trump got right, you know, starting with the Abraham Accords, Israel's peace agreements with four different countries, and four peace agreements with Israel and its neighbors, Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, Morocco, and Sudan. And just by the way, isn't it interesting that 27 months ago, against Sudan, which had been on the terrorist, state sponsor of terrorists, list. Somehow or another, Donald J. Trump got them to calm down, do a peace deal with Israel. They were eating out of our hands, and now 27 months later, Sudan's in the middle of the civil war. You've got two Americans were just killed in the last day or two. You've got the entire U.S. embassy evacuated and 16,000 Americans running for their lives. Look at that difference in just 27 months.
Once again, reminded that elections have consequences not only for America but for the world.
Absolutely right. Then we've got, again, just choosing a couple of these energy independence. You know, we were a net exporter of energy for the first time since 1952. Now we're reliant on Venezuela and possibly Iran and others to provide oil for us. Then you've got the Iran nuclear deal, which was killed. Mm-hmm. Little Rocket Man, as I call him, Kim Jong-un in North Korea, with the three meetings that Trump had with North Korea didn't lead to denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, but what it led to was zero atomic tests after Trump and Kim met in Singapore in June of 2018, versus under Obama Biden when he blew up four nukes in during tests. We had the lowest poverty rate ever. Mm-hmm. We had the lowest poverty rate for black people ever. We've got right to try. People who have terminal illnesses are able to use drugs which are still being tested by the FDA, not yet fully approved. You know, if you're within 2 or 3 months of dying, you might as well try it. You know, if it kills you, you're going to die anyway. If it saves you, then you've got, you know, so many more months or years or decades of life. And then I think at the end, zero American wars. Mm-hmm. Donald J. Trump is the first president since Jimmy Carter not to start a new war, which is ironic because before he got in, everyone expected him to be, not everyone, the left expected him to be sort of, you know, Dr. Strangelove, you know, couldn't get in there and push the big red button as soon as he walked in the Oval Office. Not only did that not happen, we didn't start any new wars, and we concluded four different peace agreements in the Middle East. Wow.
Exactly.
And then look where we are now, 27 months later, just in flames, chaos, bedlam.
Yeah. Yeah, from one border to the next, it has been just absolute insanity. You know, you mentioned right to try, whether drugs were approved by the FDA. There were drugs that were approved by the FDA, but, you know, they were excluded from the WHO and Facebook. We didn't realize the WHO and the Facebook were suddenly, you know, they became superior to our doctors. You know, remember the doctors that we were supposed to keep no matter what?
Yes, but right. You can keep your doctor. Period.
Right. Yeah, forget about that one. But anyway, but the right to try during COVID saved people, you know, because whether it was FDA approved or not, they did have a right to try, and it saved people from death's door.
That's true. And you say FDA, and before you tell me, I guess that stands for the Facebook Drug Administration.
Yes.
So Mark Zuckerberg is like our Surgeon General suddenly, something like this. Craziness.
Right.
But yeah, you know, the right to try, this is something that people have been pushing for years. Mm-hmm. And Trump came in and said, this makes sense. Congress passed it. He signed it. And boom, all of a sudden, you know, if you are at death's door and you're out of options, you can try something that's been gone through, I think, phase one trials, but not phases two and three through the FDA, and give it a try. You know, what have you got to lose if you're you know, within you know, weeks of passing away? And some people have done this, tried these drugs, and boom, all of a sudden their lives turn around, and rather than preparing their funerals or preparing to go to their, you know, a friend's weddings or their you know, daughters or sons' college graduations or mm-hmm. communions or bar mitzvahs or whatever. This is beautiful, and this is the kind of common sense deregulation that Trump pushed versus what we're doing now under Joe Biden, which is just, you know, regulating anything that moves and maybe even some things that don't.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, one case in point, which was quite noted, and President Trump at the time responded to it and you know, congratulated the doctors. There was a story of a father who was on death, you know, on his deathbed. The doctor said, "Hey, there's nothing more we can do for you." And then they came back a little bit later and said, "Look, are you open for a Hail Mary pass here?" And he says, "There's one thing we haven't tried." You know, we just say it's worth a shot. He's going, "Hey, you already said I'm dead. You know, yeah, let's do it." It was hydroxychloroquine.
There
he takes hydroxychloroquine. 2 hours later, he's calling his family back saying, "Hey, wait a minute. Don't, you know, don't sell my stuff. I'm coming home."
Yeah, I'm coming home. Yeah, look at that. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, amazing.
Mm-hmm. And what's really sad about that is that there were pharmacists who got prescriptions from doctors saying, "Please give, you know, patient Jones hydrochloroquine." And these pharmacists said, "Oh, Trump's for it. I'm not going to fill the prescription."
Exactly.
Unbelievable. It became so politicized that you actually had some pharmacists saying, "I refuse to fill this because, you know, I think Trump's a liar or whatever it is. And it is astonishing to me that I think they're probably, I'm almost certain, there are people who died during COVID because they wanted access to drugs like hydroxychloroquine and others.
Hydroxychloroquine, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they were deprived of it. This is all the portal for all this, DeRoy, if the truth be known, and people need to consider this, was Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Obamacare, this is what left us so vulnerable and turned the whole healthcare industry, the whole profession, on its head and allowed for this kind of shenanigans that killed over a million people here in this country. I mean, and now you've got Dr. Fauci himself trying to rewrite history and say, well, I didn't tell anybody that. I didn't do that.
Yeah, I think I saw him on TV a couple of nights ago saying, lockdowns? What lockdowns? I don't know anything about lockdowns.
No stinking lockdowns.
We don't need those stinking badges. We don't need no stinking lockdowns. Yeah, I mean, this is, look, he did not have the authority per se to order lockdowns. He's not the President of the United States, but he certainly advised the President of the United States and the Secretary of Health and Human Services to do these lockdowns and so on. He was on TV every single day talking about this sort of thing. And a lot of, President Trump to a degree, and certainly a lot of governors and mayors and others said, okay, well, Fauci's for it, so, you know, let's keep people locked up. You know, you saw in California, there was some guy early on who was, I think he's surfing or body surfing or something. He's out, mm-hmm. or maybe wind sailing, was out in the middle of the ocean. And they actually swam out and grabbed him and arrested him. So what are you doing out here? And he said, well, I was, you know, socially distanced by, you know, hundreds of feet till you guys came out here and stuck your faces in mine. And you had this kind of craziness going on with, you know, disastrous repercussions for our economy, terrible consequences for kids who were doing Zoom school and not learning rather than learning in person. And, you know, I think we're still paying for that. We have kids
without a doubt.
6 to 9 months to a year behind where they would be otherwise.
Well, the other thing that sticks out for me in terms of benefits, and this is one of those things that Joe Biden, specifically the rest of the Democratic cabal, maligns, is the Tax Cuts and Job Act, $1.9 trillion tax reduction, and what that did to invigorate the economy. But, you know, the Democrats can't even perceive this. They have no comprehension of the good that it did on behalf of the American people.
Tremendous good. In fact, we're still benefiting from it. I think if it weren't for the lower tax rates, which Biden's not managed to kill yet, thankfully, I think this economy would be in much worse shape than it is now. When Trump was there, we had the best economy in 50 years till COVID came in and ruined everything. One of the things that the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act did was allow companies to repatriate funds that were sitting overseas waiting for
exactly.
a friendly tax climate.
Going to break. More from DeRoy after this.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. To celebrate National Pet Month, Amazon is hosting the second Amazon Pet Day on Tuesday, May 2nd and Wednesday, May 3rd. Amazon Pet Day will offer 48 hours of tail-wagging deals across popular pet categories. There's something for every pet owner, from food and treats to toys and healthcare supplies, clothing, habitats, and more, from popular pet-approved brands like Furbo, Purina, Blue Buffalo, Hill Science Diet, Milk-Bone, and more. Whether customers are preparing to be a first-time pet parent or have a house full of beloved animals, everyone can enjoy savings and deals on Amazon Pet Day. Amazon Pet Day will offer more top deals for pet products in Amazon store than ever before. Plus, Prime members who shop on Amazon Pet Day will also have access to special pet movie deals on Prime Video. Pets are an important part of the family, so mark your calendar for Amazon Pet Day on May 2nd and May 3rd and visit Amazon.com/Pet Day to shop.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Before the top of the hour, back with DeRoy Murdoch, the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, Democrats, boy, they've made it real clear. They've told women, hey, go ahead, drop dead.
They sure did. There was a vote in the U.S. House, I guess this would be something like a week ago or so, and they basically said that regarding a vote on something called the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act. This was introduced by Congressman Greg Stubbe of Florida. And basically what it says is if a high school or any public school or a college receive federal funds through Title IX, it would be illegal to permit a person whose sex is male to participate in an athletic program designated for women or girls. So basically, if you're a female, you can engage in girls' sports, women's sports, without having to worry about a biological male coming in and trouncing you. Well, guess what? The vote went through, and every single Republican voted yes, and every single solitary Democrat voted no. And I find it amazing that what this party that calls itself the party of women, you know, the party of girl power and girls' safe spaces and so on, totally turn their backs on 50.5% of the country, which is female, and embraced 0.5% of adults who call themselves transgender. I think that's astonishing. It's a complete break from what the Democrat Party used to be even 3 or 4 years ago. And this is all part of their embrace of, you know, the sort of culturally Marxist notion of transgender ideology and all that. And they're totally in that camp. And they basically have told half the country, or a little over half the country, just female, essentially drop dead.
Well, they've become the party that has embraced the destruction and demise of our U.S. Constitution. Because the wholesome and the moral benefits enumerated in the Constitution, they are emphatically and emotionally against. I mean, it causes them such disdain. And basically, I think after when you really finally analyze this, you know, Governor Sanders had it right in one sense when she said it's normal versus crazy. But I think she could have taken it a step, you know, further quite easily in saying, really, you know, what good comes out of this? And if no good comes out of it, DeRoy, then you've got to really step up and call it for this is just absolutely evil, in my humble opinion.
It is evil, and you know, there are real people who suffer from this. You know, you've got girls who've been swimming since, you know, ages 5 and 6. They've been doing track meets since they were elementary school, and they swim, run, play basketball, play volleyball, etc. Often in hopes that they'll be able to get scholarships and be given admission to various universities where they can continue to compete in NCAA, etc. And then here comes some guy who says, "I'm a girl now," and they're usually bigger, stronger. They've got, you know, more lung capacity, etc. And they trounce these women. And so all of a sudden you think, okay, this is my, you know, becoming the, you know, fastest girl in Connecticut will be my ticket to Harvard, Yale, Princeton, Georgetown, Stanford. And here comes some guy, knocks you out, and all of a sudden, you know, your application doesn't look very interesting. Now you're going to Connecticut State College. You know, there's also the problem of biological males who are just, again, physically bigger. They engage in sports, and women get injured. There's an amazing case of a young lady named Peyton McNabb in North Carolina. She was playing volleyball. Biological male, identifies as female, spiked a volleyball in her face last September. She now has a concussion, suffered a concussion. She's got neck injuries, vision trouble, partial paralysis on her right side, headaches, anxiety, depression. And if she'd been playing a female, or not that big, not that tall, she might have been injured, but not anywhere as severely. So you've got, you know, this poor woman walking around with her head aching and you know, depression and her neck killing her, partial paralysis on half her body. And this would be like having a bantamweight boxer in a ring, in the boxing ring against a heavyweight boxer who identifies as bantamweight, who then beats the living hell out of the bantamweight boxer. This is, you know, people are suffering. People are really paying a serious price for this very bizarre, twisted, and as you say, very evil transgender ideology.
Well, exactly. And look at the story of Riley Gaines, how she has been maligned for taking a stand, you know, for women and fair competition. I mean, this is what sports is all about. I mean, this is what Title IX was supposed to be about, to preserve the integrity, to make sure there was a level playing field. And now it's been turned on its head, and the rapidity in which it's happened, DeRoy, is stunning to me. That in a matter of years we have situations like this, and as Riley Gaines reported, you know, here she ties in a race with Leah Thomas, but for the optics, they gave Leah Thomas the trophy because they wanted to elevate a trans.
Which is completely unfair to Riley Gaines. I mean, couldn't they have found another trophy and said, okay, you guys both get trophies since you tied? Would that have been fair? But no, we need to signal our virtue and puff up our chests and show how, you know, open-minded we are, et cetera, et cetera. And so Leah Thomas, the man who says he's a woman, gets the trophy, and the real woman walks away empty-handed. I mean, amazing. Then you've got this situation in Wisconsin where four 14-year-old girls are in Wisconsin's Sun Prairie East High School in a swim class. They're then showering and wearing their bathing suits. Mm. In walks this 18-year-old adult male who identifies as female, strips naked, reveals his male genitalia to them in the shower, and then says, I love this quote, "I'm trans, by the way, so that's okay." Now, we're talking about an adult, not a 17-year-old boy, but an 18-year-old adult male exposing himself to 14-year-old girls. And we're supposed to say, okay, this is fine, this is perfect, this is cool. This would have been just, again, not 20 or 30 or 40 years ago, but 3 or 4 years ago, this would have been considered indecent exposure. Flashing, this 18-year-old probably would be put on the sex offender list and have that mark, you know, following him around. Might have been prosecuted. But no, it's transgender, so that's cool. I mean, it's amazing. And again, it was not very many years ago we heard about, you know, girls need safe space for women, that kind of thing. And that's all been abandoned. And now the Democrat Party is fully on board with the idea of these men with male genitalia appearing in locker rooms in front of teenage girls. It's mind-blowing, truly, truly astonishing.
Well, the outrage that is not being reported is the outrage that's coming from fathers and grandparents that are running to the Gap to defend their granddaughters and their daughters against this evil and this unfairness. In some states, and it's interesting, and it's by color, you know, the red states are, you know, passing laws to make sure the playing field is fair and that girls compete against girls, and they forbid, you know, trans individuals from competing against women. Now, if you want to call out a special, special category where, you know, there's open competition and you know up front that you're doing, and it's set aside, if that's what you want to do, that's one thing. But to try and, you know, bring them into a traditional competitive environment against girls, as you say, who spent their whole lives in hopes of, going to, participating in the Olympics or getting a scholarship, and then suddenly being it being preempted just because there's been accommodation for a small minority group.
Yeah, you know, you're correct about that. If they want to set up a transgender category, I suppose they can compete against each other. That probably would be okay. But, these, again, very large men saying they're women competing against smaller, weaker, not as skeletally or muscularly robust, if you will, female athletes is just completely unfair. It's not a level playing field. The playing field is completely tilted. And, also, a lot of this is not even necessarily going through, if you will, genital surgery. They just identify as human. There's an athlete named Terry Miller in Connecticut, and there's some amazing photos you can find online. Terry Miller identifying as a woman in this track meets, coming across the finish line, and you don't have to look hard at all. It's very obvious that there's something inside of Terry Miller's shorts, which most women don't have. And it's quite traumatic, and you look at that and say, okay, that's supposed to be a girl with something going on downstairs below the belt. I mean, it's your head spins, and you think this must be some kind of a, again, Saturday Night Live sketch or some kind of a comedy routine. Exactly. Unfortunately, it's all too real and all too bizarre and all too twisted, and you say this really has happened in the last 4 or 5 years. This is not something that's been coming down the pike over decades.
Yeah, and where does this end up? I mean, the over-hyper-sexualization of our society has gotten so far out of hand. I mean, so much so, DeRoy, that this week the UN has been pushing a bill to allow for sex with children.
Well,
I mean, this is how disgusting this is coming and how evil. It's just, we have to consider, okay, what does this open the door to?
Well, I think you're absolutely right about that, and I think the two possible next steps. One is the normalization of pedophilia, and we've already heard people say, "Well, don't call them pedophiles; that might make them uncomfortable. They should be called MAPS, M-A-P-S. There's a nice, cute term, MAPS, minor attracted persons. So let's use a euphemism, which makes them feel good because we don't want to make them uncomfortable. And then that will be the next chapter in this as well. He's 45, she's 13. Why not? It's astonishing. And then I think at some point we're going to have the transracial movement, which is somebody can be blonde-haired, blue-eyed. I identify as black, so I'm going to apply for a bunch of scholarships for black kids. And if the transracial person whose name is Heinrich Hoffmeister or something like this, who have German background with the blonde hair and blue eyes, but he identifies as black, so great. Give him the scholarship that's put aside for black kids and let the actual black kid just, go to community college.
We already had a senator.
As female, why not identify as another race?
Yeah, we had a senator identify as American Indian. She did very well. Well, there you go. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Thank you, DeRoy. Take care.
Good talk to you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil.